Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm the man with the mic, Kyle. Welcome to a wonderful program. If you don't know, just about probably 50 minutes ago, Donald Trump made his pick for the Supreme Court nominee. I'll get into that. Also, the Attorney General was, you're fired. You know, if you're not going to uphold the Constitution, get out. Got to do my little South Park in there, but anywho, I'm going to get into that also and stuff about Johnny Walker and what he says. He was the Iranian who was the interpreter over there for Chris Kyle, the American sniper, and what he says and why he's against the, why he supports the ban and has a message for the protesters. Wow. Protest on American freedom both ways. I want to get into the hypocrisy on both sides of any issue and, you know, and all that stuff. I want to get into also today on the program what Sean Spicer said. I love it. It's great. It's great. San Francisco is suing Trump over cutting funding to cities that are sanctuary cities. I want to get into that and much, much more. So welcome to the program that you're hopefully, I hope you feel a part of it. I hope you just don't listen. I hope you look at my stuff. Be active, okay? It doesn't take a lot to do much. How hard is it to buy a vet's meal? I got something I'm going to do with veterans, so I'm going to get into that also. But Psalms 55, 22. Give your burdens to the Lord, and he will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. Kind of think about that as you're going through your day to day. And my wife has all kinds of TV antennas sticking out of her head. I always kind of joke about that. I didn't know this, but see, my wife's going to, a lot of people do this. They have what is called, what did they call that? They have like hairstyling universities where you can go, like beauty schools and hairstyling universities and stuff, and you can get stuff done cheap. And I guess in some places what you can do is that you can get it done for free there. And in some places, instead of having a mannequin do it, you know, they have you sit there and they have like the instructor, one of the instructors, the professional hairstylist that's got their license, and they'll do a perm on you. And it takes longer because they'll show what you're, they're basically using you instead of a mannequin and actually how to do it, you know, okay, because a real human's going to move where a dummy's not, you know, and so she's getting a perm, and so we'll have to see how that goes. I thought she'd have been done by now, my executive producer wife, but she's not, so I'm kind of flying solo tonight, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you see a different side of things. I hope if you're liberal out there, you might say, hey, well, I never thought of looking at it like that. Because what we deal with in this world is a double-sided thing. What I want to get into is this. Okay, you have 10 things for an issue. Like 10 goods or bads for an issue. Okay, there may be 10 bad things. You know, there might be. But let's just say there's 9 bad things about an issue and 1 good thing. The liberals are going to harp about that 1 good thing if it goes against what the Republicans believe in. But on another issue, the Republicans are going to harp on that 1 good thing that goes against, that makes the liberals' argument wrong. Even though there's 10 things bad about this issue, or 9 things bad. There could be 10 things bad and 1 thing good, and the conservatives will harp on that 1 thing that's really good. The liberals will harp on that 1 thing that's really good, even though there's 10 things bad, and there's 11 things about the issue. I mean, like, you take this Muslim ban, there are so many people that I can show you where if you show me something bad about it, I can show you something good about it. Look at this. This woman is dying because I guess there's a woman locally here that's like dying, like the mom's dying. And because of the ban, the one family member can't get here to be with her mom at the time of death. Okay, sad. But at the same time, I can show you a guy that was illegal, shouldn't be here. He wasn't held by ICE so that they could deport him. And guess what? He's killed people. And now you have family members grieving because this guy wasn't properly detained because he's illegal. And he's deported, and he wasn't deported. And they wouldn't hold him so ICE could take him and deport him. You know, that's how it goes. See, there's two sides to the issue. My buddy posted this thing, and we disagree on politics, but like come to bass guitars or drums or guitars in general, where I'll post a picture of a bass or a guitar, so I'm like, that is just amazing. Oh, heck yeah, I'd love to have that, you know? But politically, we're on the totally opposite ends of the spectrum. You know, and he posted a thing recently. He goes, well, how do you ban people from a land you stole? I didn't steal the land. I wasn't one of the first black people in Africa that rounded up other blacks from other tribes so that they could be brought here to be slaves. I wasn't one of the first black people, because blacks were the first slave owners. I wasn't a slave owner, even though I'm white. I wasn't a slave owner. I didn't steal this land. This land belongs to the Native Americans. Are there going to be some good people that should be here and possibly? Yeah. But at what, where do you, okay, you have the weight scale. You know, you have like the pendulum with the two baskets and you put like, okay, you put flour here and it goes all the way down. And okay, let's put in 3 gram weight, 4 gram weight until it levels out. You know how much it weighs. Well, how do you level it out between the person that like, well, I cannot get to see my mom who's going to die because of the travel ban. They're not going to let me into the States. How do you juggle that with the people that are going to come here and want to chop your head off because you're a Christian, you have rights, you're a woman, okay? And a lot of these Muslim countries, even if you're not an extremist Muslim, women are seen about as valuable as the crap in your cat's litter box. You're like nothing. You don't go out, you don't go shopping. Where's your man? You don't go, there have been women that have been beaten because they went out to go do something and they didn't have their man with them. So where do we draw that line between, okay, well, yeah, there's going to be some people, and we know this, that, well, she should be here with her mom who's dying. But at the same time, how do we keep the people that want to come here, that want to chop your head off, that want to behead you, how do we keep them out? How do we truly vet the people? Where do we draw the line between, okay, well, I really don't want to take someone that is trying to get to see their mother, but because of a travel ban can't. I want them to get here so that they can be there for their mother. But at the same time, how do we ensure that people that are coming here are not going to kill us or not? Or like, it's like, whether you supported that show or not, To Catch a Predator, when you saw those people, you go into a supermarket, anybody in there could be someone that's on the internet at night trying to lure little boys or little girls. They didn't stick out of it. It wasn't like a clown. It wasn't like some guy that, okay, you know, what was that South Park episode? He's number. Oh, all Americans look alike. No, you couldn't pick him out. It's not like you could. Yep, that guy's a molester. Mm-hmm. Yep. You couldn't. They came from every background, every walk of life. Having someone come over here, how can you tell if you have 10 people lined up? How can you tell which one is going to support America and support the Constitution? And how can you identify them between the one that wants to sit there and take you as a Christian and chop your head off and wants to get rid of music because music is forbidden and wants to ban the fact that you publicly announce that you have bacon on your menu? How do you sit there and you can't. You're going to have, it's like that Die Hard movie. When Bruce Willis is on top of the building shooting, we got a terrorist bank left. I said we get 20-25% of hops to the tops. I can live with that. And they're weighing, okay, well, there's going to be terrorists up there and there's going to be hostages. We're probably going to kill a few hostages to get the bad guys, not knowing that there's not going to be any terrorists up there. They're just up there to put the people up there. Then they're going to blow the roof. And then by the time they figure out what happened, they're long gone, earning 20%. But they're in their head saying, okay, well, how many instances where somebody is going to be kept from coming to the United States that probably should be here to ensure that we don't have terrorists coming here wanting to chop our heads off? That's where we have to draw. We have to draw a line somewhere in the sand. Sean Spicer said it best. And he said it like this. Getting ahead of the threats is key. Not waiting until they happen. That's key. What did George Bush tell Obama's people? Okay, we're starting to have some major problems with the VA. Something needs to be done. And nothing was done. This is what I want to propose. I'm just throwing this figure out here, whether I'm right or not. This is not fact. This is my guess. I'm guessing that 95% of the veterans live in the United States that served the American military. The other 5%, either missing in action, so who knows where they are, or they have died fighting for this country. So 95% of these veterans live in this country. We need to start calling them illegal American refugees. That way they get all the benefits of an illegal, they get all the benefits of a refugee, they'll get housing, they'll get a place to live, they can get them off the streets, we'll have crap loads of liberals supporting them because they're marching for these refugees. These will have the other half of the country 100% having their back. Not that all liberals don't support the troops. Some I don't think do, but you know, a lot of my liberal friends support the troops. But that way they get taken care of. That way they can get all the benefits. My mom went to get like Social Security or whatever, one of those benefit things, because she's old enough to be in the government Medicaid and all that stuff, Medicare and all that. I forget which is which, but anywho, she goes, you would not believe how many people are down there, because you get benefits if you're a foreign exchange student. You get like a food stamp credit card type thing, and they get money on that thing like crap loads. I'm an American citizen, and I could use help with that, and I don't even get that benefit. I'm not against helping people. You want to talk about helping people? we're going to go back to this. Okay. There is approximately 1 million people that make it to this country every year, like an illegal or refugee or something. 1 million. And we help them out. And you might pat yourself on the back and say, great job. Great job, Kyle, the man with the mic. Way to go. You're helping. You. Well, I regret to inform you that that's really not doing anything. There are 3 billion, not million, 3 billion with a B, people that live on this planet Earth that make less than $2 a day or live on less than $2 a day. So if your son or your kid goes, well, you got to be kidding me. All my friends have the iPhone 8. Really? And you're complaining because you have an iPhone 7 or the newest one or one of the newest ones? Because, you know, you have the iPhone 7 and they have the iPhone 7S. And you're going to complain when there are people that there are 3 billion people on this planet that live on less than $2 a day. That 1 million is nothing. That's probably the approximation of taking a toothbrush, putting a little soap on it, wetting your left hand pinky, and just scrubbing the nail with that soapy brush, and then rinsing off your fingernail and saying you took a bath. You didn't take a bath. You didn't hardly wash any of your body. You know? Yeah. 1 million people may seem like a lot, but in the grand scheme of things, that's nothing. Yeah, you might be proud that you took and washed your fingernail, but compared to the rest of your body, you didn't really even wash anything. I'm not demeaning, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't help people. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that so many people act like, well, you don't want to help these people that come here? Well, the people that come here are like 1/1000th of a percent of the problem. You know, 1 million people, yeah, that's 1 million. Because there's a guy that does a whole spiel on it with gumballs. Okay, here's 2 gumballs in this thing. There's 2 million people we helped. Well, here's like 400 gumballs that represents like the 3 billion people. And it's just like, well, you think you do, you know, you think you're doing great. Not that you're not doing great, but you're barely making a dent in anything. If that was a boat, it would be sinking. It would literally be sinking. You wouldn't be saving the ship because you're having more water come in than you're taking out. But people want to sit there and act like you're evil because you don't want to help. You don't want to. I want to protect my nation. And if there are a few people in the process that probably should be here that can't get here, that's the price you have to pay in order to ensure that we don't have people here that don't like our country. You know, just look it up. There's been tons of stories where people are made to turn their shirts inside out because someone's going to be offended because they have a 100% American made, born in the USA shirt. Or an eagle with an American flag draped over it, and it's a pro-US shirt because someone might be offended. I just don't get it. I'm like, see, I couldn't have a kid. If they did that to me, Lord help them, I'd probably be in prison. Really? Okay, well, first of all, if my son is not turning his shirt inside out, and if you touch him, I'm suing you. You're laying a hand on my son, I'm suing you. You're not, okay, and first of all, I want to know who's going to show me, well, you obviously, someone's going to be offended, so obviously you know. Okay, and why do you care if someone's offended? Okay, so then why do you have the American flag flying? If someone's going to be offended because my son wears a pro-US shirt, why in the hell are you flying the American flag? Why don't you take that down? Because if someone's going to be offended by the shirt, then someone's obviously going to be offended by the American flag. If you're going to Well, put it like this. If you're going to make my son turn the shirt inside out, first of all, he's not going to do it. Second of all, I'm going to take him out of the school because my son's not going to go to a school that's going to make him take his shirt and turn it inside out because he's going to offend someone who's living in a country that he's offended by. How can you be in America and be offended by the country you're living in? Well, that shirt is pro-American, and I'm offended by America, but I live here, and I get free crap. I don't get it. Johnny Walker, the Iraqi man who worked as the American sniper Chris Kyle's entrepreneur, had a strong message for those protesting Donald J. Trump's travel ban. If you love America more than anything else, you will understand Trump's decision as for your own benefit. If you disagree with Trump and you love your country, go back to your country. Like a lot of people said, this is a free country. You can go wherever the heck you want to go. If you don't like the way this country is being run, if you don't like what's going on, then you have the right to leave. And you have the right to go wherever you want to. What we need to do, okay, I actually thought about this one day, and I was wondering how this country would work if you had it set up like this, okay? Obamacare is going to be a voluntary thing. If you support Obamacare, then you can be on it, and you have the individual mandate, and you have to have insurance, and you're going to get fined if you don't. And if you don't support it, then you're not going to. Okay, if you're against Trump's ban on these refugees, then we're going to let refugees in this country, and you're going to have to take care of them, and you're going to have to be responsible for them. So when they come here, the government's not going to supply anything. If you want to sit there, if you support this, if you're against this ban, then you're going to take in these refugees. They're going to live with you. You're going to house them. If they need clothing or anything, you're going to do that. If you're going to be responsible for them. If they're great people, they're great people. If they end up taking and strapping a bomb to their chest and killing 75 people, then you're going to be responsible for them. And you're going to be an accomplice to that. Not that every single person that's a refugee is going to do that, no. But we have had that. There's two sides to every issue, folks. And you got to weigh the goods with the bads. For so long, it's been like, well, the Democrats only focus on this one small section that's good about this. The conservatives only focus on this one part that's good about it. We need to sit there and say, okay, folks, here's the whole pie. Here's the 65% that's great about it, but there's that 35% that's bad. And not only am I going to talk about what's good about it, I'm going to talk about the bad about it, because it has to be talked about. It's not like this Muslim ban thing is 100% the right thing to do, but it's not 100% the right thing to do to not have a ban and allow anyone you want into this country, no matter what, and just have a free-for-all. You can't. You can't just have an open border where anyone can come in no matter what, no papers, no documentation, no nothing. You can't have that. But there's still, that's why you have vetting. Because there are some people that should actually be here. That can't get here. I'm going to move on now a little bit. Now it's been probably about about 8 o'clock, Trump came out and gave his nomination for the Supreme Court judge, the Supreme Court justice. And I'm telling you, it wasn't a surprise. I mean, if it wasn't Neil Gorsuch of Colorado, I'd have been surprised. But we pretty much knew it would be him. He's a 10th Circuit Court of Appeals judge. He's someone that wants to follow the law. And he goes, I may support this view, but the law says this. I gotta follow the law. I believe Obama's pick would have done the same type of thing, but only in a liberal way. He would have sat there and Obama was not stupid. He was very smart. How can I manipulate the Constitution? How can I manipulate the Constitution? Is Obamacare a law? Yeah, it is. Well, it's unconstitutional if it's a law. Well, no, it's act. And then when they come back, what is it? It's a tax. Well, if you would have said it was a tax the first time, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. We would have told, yep, you can do it. They can do it. They can make you do whatever you want as long as there's a tax attached. And that's what's, I like this, his pick, Gorsuch, because he seems someone that's going to be conservative, but like he's going to follow the law. He's going to do what's best for this country under the law. And of course, the Democrats are going to do whatever they can to make sure he doesn't get nominated. You wonder what Democrats would have done if Trump would have had selected Barack Obama as Supreme Court. Just wonder what they would have done. You know? Just makes you wonder. It really makes you think. Because it's like, the problem I see with this country is you have a left and a right that's so divided that I'm going to support Obama no matter what he does, and I'm going to support Trump no matter what he does. Bill Clinton did nothing wrong. Whoop-dee-doo. Every single solitary president has slept with every woman under the sun besides their wife in the White House. You think Bill Clinton was the first one to have affairs at the White House? Every president has slept with everybody under the sun. I guarantee you, every president, you know, when Kennedy was in office, it was a revolving door. And there's a lot of people who said, hey, it was a revolving door for Kennedy. And what happened is when he wouldn't go, it's sort of like, well, hey, we give you $50 million from a, you know, $50 million. Okay, that's great. Well, I'm still voting for cannabis. And they come back to you and say, hey, wait a minute. You know, we're a pharmaceutical company. We gave you $50 million. I want to think it was, don't quote me on this, but I think it was Garfield was the one that there was a hotel in Washington, D.C. that he used to go sit in this lobby, and people would come and sit next to him and try to get things passed. I want to see, we need to have this. We need to get this on the, we need to have this done. We need to hear this. We need to have this heard. We need to, and try to get him to pass things and get things to go through Congress and all this stuff. And since they did this in the lobbyist and they tried to get him to do things, they were called lobbyists. I think it was Garfield. Don't quote me on that though. But anyways, that's what's going on in this world. You have, I don't know too many people that are, I mean, I know some people like me, but the majority of people are, Bill Clinton was a great, one of the greatest presidents ever. Reagan was one of the greatest presidents ever. Obama was one of the best presidents ever. Or he was the worst president ever. You rarely hear people that are like, you know what, well, Reagan was a great president, but he had flaws. Bill Clinton did some great things for this country, but he did a lot of things that screwed this country up. I'm going to give everyone a car for 3 years. No payments. Then you got to pay on the car. Okay? Well, for the 3 years, look at what I've done. Everyone's got a car. Everyone's driving. Everyone's great. But then when he's gone, and then all these people that have these cars now have to pay for them, and they can't afford the payment, and they don't have the money for it, and then they're starting to renege, and you have, okay, we have like now 500,000 cars that these people are reneging on their loan because they can't afford it. That's kind of what the housing thing did. They were giving money to people to get a loan for a house that they couldn't afford. Okay, what are you giving them a $250,000 mortgage for when they probably can't afford a $100,000 mortgage? You have so many people that, you know, that where I'm going with this, if you can follow me, there are people that are going to disagree with Trump 100%. Everything he does, no matter what he does, no matter what he says, they're going to disagree. It doesn't matter if 20 presidents have banned immigrants from this country. It wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter that Jimmy Carter did it. It's racist. Even though they didn't say it was racist when Jimmy Carter did it, you know, when Barack Obama banned Cuban immigrants, where were you? Why weren't you going outraged? When are we going to have people that are going to call a spade and say, you know what? I don't really agree with this ban, but, you know, Obama did it. Carter did it. Other presidents have done it. He's my president. I'm standing by him. We have to take a casualty percentage loss to keep people out of this country that want to chop our heads off and kill us and hate our freedoms and hate our country and hate our Christianity and hate music and hate the things that we stand for as a nation. What percentage of people that should be here that are going to get screwed over, how many of those are we going to allow in order to keep all these people from coming over here? You know, you don't have, most people don't think of stuff like that. It's, I hate Trump. He's the worst president ever. I'm going to do everything in my power to ensure that his presidency is a living hell, yada, yada, yada. Instead of saying, okay, well, I'm a supporter of Trump. I'm not going to blow smoke up your butts, you listeners, and say that he's not going to make a mistake. He's never going to screw up. He's not going to be perfect. Jesus Christ was the only perfect person. I'm waiting for people that think Barack Obama was so great to say he wasn't perfect and he made some mistakes and he screwed up. That's what I'm waiting for. Because he wasn't perfect, but they... You know, I have friends, and I've said this before, that if it wasn't for the fact that they believe in Jesus Christ, they would probably worship Barack Obama. There's about 25 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you for tuning in wherever you are around the world, East Coast, West Coast. But that's how it is. San Francisco is going to sue Trump because they get $1.2 billion in funding, because he's going to cut their funding because they're a sanctuary city. I want to see how they would win that case. You had someone that should have been picked up by ICE and deported when he was deported 5 times, and he ended up killing someone. Show me how you can justify that. Show me how you can justify that there have been illegal immigrants in this country. They're illegal. They are not supposed to be here. And they have been kept here because there are cities and places that are keeping them away from the Immigration and Naturalization Services and ICE and these programs that are supposed to take them and deport them, and they end up killing innocent people. Tell me how you can justify that. Tell me how you can stand by a city that allows people that don't even legally have the right to be here. Tell me how you can justify that when they end up killing innocent civilians. You're going to come to me and say, well, see, there's this poor woman in Indianapolis who has terminal cancer and is dying, and her mom can't get to see her daughter because of this immigration ban, and they won't allow these refugees into the country. You're just a racial bigot because of this racial ban, because you want to ban these Muslims that are not all evil. Well, explain to me how you support these people staying here when they're illegal and end up killing innocent people. How is it right? Two sides of an issue. I think Dr. Phil does this a lot where he says, okay, we're going to switch with roles. I want you to be that guy that supports. No, you're not going to support mixed martial arts. You're going to be against it. Your wife is going to be playing the person that supports mixed martial arts. You're going to role reversal because this wife doesn't want her husband doing mixed martial arts. No one's ever died in it. And she doesn't like it, and she's afraid he's going to get severely hurt and all this stuff. You know, and okay, switch your roles. You're going to play the person that supports the mixed martial arts, and he has to think from the other perspective of someone that, like, don't do it. You're going to get hurt. You know? And that's what we have to do in this world. You know, a lot of these, there's been women's marches, not, you know, I said this like a week ago, where they're chanting Allah Akbar. Really? Those people hate women. They're like the crap that's in the kitty litter box. That's about how high on the totem pole you are. I'm going to get into this because this is actually some good news as we move on, folks. I guess KFC has said that it'll buy persons in uniforms like meals. If you step up and you're in uniform, they'll buy your meal. Now, that doesn't work too well for someone in uniform that's gluten-free and vegetarian, but hey, at least if you're thirsty, you can probably get a drink. How about that? How about that one? The former president, George W.H. Bush, Sr., has been discharged from the hospital in the Houston Methodist Hospital. He's been discharged after dealing with pneumonia, and he's doing much better, and he wants to thank everyone for the thoughts and prayers, and that's just great news, you know. It really is. And I've said this before in my program. I don't wish death on any president. My mom was telling me this, and I've heard this before, and I don't know I forget who the guy was, but there's a guy that's done predictions of the elections, and he's been like accurate all the time, like scary accurate. And he picked Trump to win, and he did. And he's been 100% accurate, like all these elections. But there's this other guy that's been creepily scary about in regards to assassinations and people who have been killed. And he's had visions where Trump is killed, where he believes Trump will be assassinated. And it's not something he wants, but he's been like deadly accurate. I mean, when he said that, it's almost happened 9 times out of 10. But Trump has so much protection on him. I bet you he has more protection than Obama did, or just as, I mean, it's crazy. Because like I saw a thing on like Bill Clinton's limousine, because like every year, every like 4 years they have like every every presidency change, they have new limousines and all this. And I mean, these are crazy. Like, you can't from the outside open the doors from the inside. They have like, it has a thing where you can go like 2 or 3 hours. It has its own oxygen system. So you're breathing oxygen from there, not from the outside. There's 2 pints of the president's blood at all times. And I mean, like, you could shoot 50 cals at the door and it wouldn't even affect it, the windows. And like, the tires are like made of like Kevlar. They're like, there's no air in them. They're like solid, and they can, you know, you could sit there and go over like spike strips and you'd still be able to drive for like 100 and some miles or some ridiculous amount. It's crazy. But it's just crazy that, you know, all these people that are like negative, 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 you know. I would never wish, you know, that these people like, oh, like Madonna, let's bomb the White House. Really? I wished Obama was out of the White House and not the president. I don't wish he was dead. You know, that's why. Well, this is another breaking story that kind of, it's a lot of these things are all about this crazy bullcrap ban. The Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson announces that he will be filing a federal lawsuit in response to Donald J. Trump's travel ban. Okay, then we need to take these places. And if you want these refugees, then you take them and you're responsible for them. 100%. We're going to have them tagged and coded. And if anything happens from one of these, you're responsible. And you're gonna have to answer to why people were killed because of this person. Even if it's one person, I'm just one of those people, okay? If you have 1,000 refugees, 10,000 refugees, and one refugee comes here and kills 50 people, or even 3 people, that's 3 too many. I mean, why aren't liberals out there marching, demanding that the vets get the care they need? You know? Why not? You know, Starbucks, I guess they're getting big time backlash from saying that they're going to hire 10,000 refugees, and supposedly they already have a program to hire vets and stuff, so I guess they're really good with vets, hiring vets and all this stuff. And it's like, a lot of people are like, well, okay, that's great that you want to hire these refugees, but what about the people that need jobs here? You know? And as we were talking about a year or two ago and all this stuff going on, Iran has actually conducted ballistic missile launches in apparent violation of a UN resolution barring the Islamic Republic from such tests. Oh, I thought they were going to be nice. I didn't. Oh, yeah. No, no. It kind of reminds me of Colin Kaepernick saying that he's being, the hardships I have. I have $1 million+ home and I'm living the good life. But, you know, I've kind of been, I mean, guess what I had to deal with, you know, the hardships. I've had a rough life because I'm black and I've had to fight with aggression because, you know, I've had all these people that go against me and, you know. What is that country called again? Oh, yeah. It's Obama's birthplace, Kenya. They praised Obama. Like, look at what he did. He was born in Kenya and he became the president. He can, you know, quit using your situation as a crutch. Do something. What did Sylvester Stallone do? He used to be a porn star way back in the day with black and white stuff. And when he was doing that, he wrote this script about a no-name boxer that ends up taking the world by storm, a.k.a. Rocky. He was offered $75,000 for the script, and he turned it, and he goes, no, I want to be in this movie, and I'm going to play it. And he went until he found someone that said, yeah, we'll make this movie, and you can star in it, and the rest is history. You know, he didn't let his situation define who he is. You know, what did Morgan Freeman say? You want to end racism? You stop calling me a black man, and I'll stop calling you a white man. If you want to go on about the race card for 75 years and, you know, all the oppression, or do you want to say, okay, yeah, there were slaves, but Lincoln freed the slaves. We need to move on. We need to sit there and rise up and say, I'm not going to be a part of that game. I'm not going to be a part of this racial, sexual, you know, you're a bigot because you support Trump. So you're racist and you're sexist because Trump's racist, so you're racist, and you're sexist because you didn't want Hillary Clinton. You want to play that game? Go right ahead. We need to grow up, and that's what, and the country's starting to wake up to that. Because you have these people that are on these marches that are just chanting. They have no clue. They're just like, chant whatever. It's like those people in Ferguson. Well, I didn't see anything. I was just saying what they saw. I'm just repeating what they said. I didn't see anything. I don't know what's going on. And then they had to recount their stories because what they said, well, the forensic evidence doesn't match what you said. You wanna recount your story? You wanna tell us the truth? Well, I just heard all these people saying this happened, so I just went along with it. They said that he had his hand up and all, so I just went along with what they said. That were these marches. All these people just saying what everyone else is saying. You could have made up anything. I mean, you could have sit there, hey ho, let's go, Donald Duck, he's got to go, and they'd probably been cheering. I mean, there might be one or two people like, Donald, what the heck? They might, but you know, but for the most, you know, they'd probably start chanting it and cheering it. And they probably think it means something, but they just don't know what it is because they haven't been told yet. But that's where we're at, folks. We have mindless, brainwashed majority of this country that doesn't know what to. It's like, no, you need to wake up. Wake up. And that's what's happening. I don't like. Like I said before, and when people see me in public and I'm, hey, how you doing, whatever, they might want to ask me a question or whatever. I don't have no problem. But there's a time and place for it. You know, I don't want to, you know, Trump got elected because a bunch of closet people said, I'm voting for Trump, but I don't want to deal with the bullcrap, so I'm just going to keep my mouth shut and I'm not going to say who I'm supporting. I'm not really supporting anyone. I'm just whatever. And there you go. And that's how it is. That's how it is. That's how we got in, because so many people just voted for him but wouldn't put, you know, my parents are very conservative, but they don't, I mean, like these people, okay, Trump's elected now. So what, you got a sticker stuck on your car. And he won, but now you got a sticker on your car. I feel bad for people that have Hillary crap on their car. Because now they're stuck with it, and she lost. No, but hey. But Mike Pence warned the transportation secretary, Alin Chu. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, since Obama, yeah, she really looks like a wasp, you know, the racist President Trump. Hired Alin Chow, or whatever her name is. You know, she looks like a wasp. And if you don't know, a wasp is a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. No, she's Asian. She looks like Chinese, maybe Korean. I don't know. There's that South Park episode, where they kind of make, like, where they kind of do the joke where Americans think that all Asians look alike. But I know a lot of Asians will say, you bring me 10 people, I could tell you, okay, he's Korean, he's Chinese, he's Japanese, and so on, you know, with all these, you know, whatever. But, I mean, for someone being racist, he is picking people across the aisle. He has Ben Carson, he has an Asian lady. I mean, seriously. But whatever. That's the mindless left that doesn't know anything. They just chant whatever they're told to chant. They just believe what they hear on the Daily Show. They don't look it up. They're like Scientologists. They don't sit there and say, well, look it up. You know, they don't. They don't realize that they interview someone for 6 hours or 5 hours or 4 hours and cut and paste to get the liberal agenda across. Got about 7 minutes left in the program, folks, and over the weekend, I want to get into this while I still got a little bit of time. It was the Rolex 24-hour at Daytona. Normally, I go, because Saturday is the Burns dinner. They're all over, and I normally go to that, and I thought this was my weekend off, the Burns dinner weekend, but it wasn't, so I didn't request it off, and I worked it, which is no big deal, because my parents were out of town, so I'd have probably went with the Burns dinner with my sister by myself, because my wife went in the middle of the go. She had been working. But I was watching as much as I could of the Rolex 24 hours from Daytona. And it was like, I would say, from like when I started watching about 9:30, 10 o'clock till about 1 o'clock, 1:30, it was raining 90% of the time. Then when I woke up, it was wet and the conditions weren't that great. So they had the wets on. They had the rain tires on a lot. And the problem you have, like at Daytona, is when they go around those bankings, the banking dries quicker than those flat areas. And what happens is when you're going around that track, and like the Daytona prototypes of the GTs, is the cars, when they're going around, the rain tires are great on the flat areas, but then they get eaten up when they go up onto the top areas, where under the turns, where it dries way quicker. And then you have to do tire management and stuff. And I guess Jeff Gordon came out and said that. He never said he was retiring, because his team, the Wayne Taylor Racing, wins the overall event. And if you don't know what the 24-hour Rolex is, it starts, I always do this because it used to be the Rolex Grand Am GT Sports Car Series. Now it's the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship. But it's the 24-hour Daytona Rolex. And you get a Rolex, the team, they each get Rolexes. And imagine, like, the ARCA Series, the ARCA Remax Series, the, what is it now? It's the Monster Energy Cup Series, and the Xfinity Series. Imagine those three cars on the track at the same time, and you'll have an overall winner of the race, and you'll have a class winner. So the Xfinity driver, let's say, you know, like Jeff Bowman, wins the race, and he's an Xfinity driver. He would win the race, but, you know, okay, Kyle Busch was the highest, was the first one to cross the finish line in the Monster Energy Truck Series, the Monster Energy Cup Series, not the Truck Series one. All these changing of the title sponsors. But anywho, you know, that's how it's there's different classes, and they have like an overall winner, and then they have different class winners, and it's just great. I hope to someday go to it and watch the whole 24 hours. It looks like it'd be a great time, you know. So we'll just have to wait and see. I thought he was like basically like retiring in terms of he was no longer going to be like a points racer. It's not like he was still probably going to race. He just wasn't going to be you know, a complete full season every race driver. You know, he may come back, and if someone gets injured or breaks a leg, okay, he's going to take over for Greg Biffle for two races. He might do stuff like that, but he was like doing a complete season in IndyCar, NASCAR, Formula One, or, you know, the ISMA, you know, weather sport, you know, that series, whatever it may be. He wasn't going to do that full time. I mean, he may sub here or sub there, but, you know, so. It's kind of neat. So it's just amazing. It's hard to believe another season's almost starting, NASCAR and all that stuff. And well, we move. Well, while the FA Cup was amazing, hell froze over. I told my wife, I said, Myron Flaney scored. Holy cow, he scored against Wigan. They won 4-0 against Wigan. And we actually, on February 18th, Saturday, we take on Blackburn Rovers. So it's at 10 a.m. It's going to be, I think it's going to be good. I really think. I think we have a chance at repeating as FA Cup, you know, contenders again. So today we had some Premier League action, and wow, it's just, I can't believe Burnley beat Leicester City, Crystal Palace beat Bournemouth 2-0, Watford beat Arsenal 2-1, which helps us, Swansea beat Southampton 2-1, and Liverpool and Chelsea tied 1-1. That's helping us. And if you look at the table, let me bring the table up, because this is a lot of fun. You know, I think it's going to, we play tomorrow. We are still in sixth with 41 points, but, you know, having Chelsea only get 1 point, that really helps a lot. And tomorrow we play Hull City, which I think will be an easy win. But you never know. We'll probably lose. But West Ham takes on Manchester City. And so it's going to be a great action-packed day today. I'm going to watch all the highlights after I get off of here. I didn't sleep much, so as soon as I get done with this, I'm going to watch the highlights and probably go to bed. But, you know, I want to thank you all so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. I want to thank you, and just keep that in mind. You know, be objective. Think there's always two sides to an argument, you know? And that's what we got to get rid of. We got to get away from this. Well, there's 10 things that are good and one thing that's bad, and you're going to focus on that one thing bad, and the other people are going to focus on that 10 things good. And so you got to get past that and just focus on the nation as a whole. And with the firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Until next week, this coming Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.